And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me on the line from Gustavus, I have Island Institute Director Peter Bradley and Nina Elder, an artist from Albuquerque. They're here to talk about the Tidelines Journey Residency Program that is currently underway in Southeast. Welcome to Morning Edition, Peter and Nina.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So you're in Gustavus, and where is that on the Tidelines tour?
This is pretty late in our tour. Our last stop is in Sitka, and we'll be arriving in Sitka tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, so the Tidelines tour is a fairly unique residency program. It's described as a nomadic group residency program, travels around Southeast Alaska aboard the Alaska Marine Highway. Peter, can you go into some more detail about that?
Yeah, it's whereas most artist residency programs are sort of time and space residencies, where the idea is to give artists the chance to have time and space to work on their art and produce new work. This is more of an experiential and reflective residency that will hopefully spark new work moving forward. And towards that end, we've assembled a group of four artists. Nina Elder, Billy Joe Miller, Wendy Gibbon, and Jimmy Reardon. And we're battling together around the sort of shared framework inspired by the term signal knowing. So that's the fierce theme. And signal knowing refers to, it's an odd vegetarian term, it's a ratio. So it compares the strength of desired signal against the strength of the background noise interfering with that signal.
So, Peter, I would just like to mention that the signal, you're talking about the signal, I think, but the signal from Gustavus over the landline is pretty spotty. It's fading in and out. So we're going to give it, we're going to talk just for another minute or so and see how it goes. And if it's still difficult, we will hang up. But you will be actually in the studio in town on Thursday with a couple of artists as well. So I think what you were saying is that every year there, well, this started in 2016, there's a theme to the journey to discuss some issue or explore an issue in depth that has particular resonance implications for Southeast Alaska, but worldwide as well. What communities did you stop in this month?
We started the tour down in Bellingham, and we've been through Ketchikan and Juneau, and now Gustavus.
Okay. And if you wouldn't mind going over what the theme is again this year?
Thank you. This year's theme is signal to noise, and so we're treating as a guiding metaphor this term, signal to noise, which compares the strength of a desired signal against the strength of the noise interfering with it. And so if people can't hear us right now because of a bad connection, we have a bad signal-to-noise ratio going on.
I wonder if you could get Nina on the line for a minute.
Sure, here's Nina.
Hi, I'm Nina.
Hi, Nina. So tell us about the work you do and how the signal-to-noise theme, how you're integrating that.
Yeah, well, as Peter said, I'm somewhat of a research-based artist. And a lot of what I do as a form of research is bringing people together to experience a place, a phenomena, a certain thought, a certain overlooked element of our daily life. So my practice really focuses on mining infrastructure, industrial infrastructure, and military infrastructure. And so it's interesting being with this group of people traveling and talking about what's overlooked in the communities that we're in and what helps daily life be perpetuated. So for me, the signal is how our cell phones work, how we get water into our homes, how we transport ourselves. And there's always a lot of interference, and there's also a lot of overlooked byproducts.
Have you been exploring this in your art at all?
How have I been exploring that in my art? So everywhere I go, I'm asking people how their daily lives happen and what their homes are made out of and everything. So while I'm here, I've been going with local people to gravel pits and talking to them about where their electricity comes from, if they have electricity, when they started getting electricity, and how that changed their lives. So that's really different in Southeast Alaska than other parts of the world.
So you're traveling around to communities, but in the interim, while you're aboard the ferries, there's a lot of downtime. How do you folks spend your time?
Yeah, so we had a really, Peter and I, when we were putting together this trip, we were very intentional about building the framework and bringing the group of people together. And we made a reader, so a collection of essays and poems and articles, and we're reading that together as a group and having reading group. And we also just spent a lot of time kind of discussing our theme with the people we're meeting along the way, both on the boat and in communities.
So you helped Peter organize this year. What's the draw for you? What compels you to do this?
I have a background in residency programs, administering them of different kinds, and this is by far the most unique opportunity I've had to do something as a distinct bi-regional knowledge, a different form of knowledge, and to be able to support artists that can help, find threads in the community, but also find that in their own work. So we're seeing the art.
So Nina, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt you, but we're losing the signal again. So I'm going to say thank you to both you and Peter, and we will see you in town on Thursday. Have a good journey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. We've been speaking with Peter Bradley with the Island Institute and Nina Elder, an artist. They are traveling around Southeast with a group of four artists. It's part of the Tidelines Journey Residency. They were calling in from Gustavus. And you can hear them and the other artists in person in our studio Thursday morning during our live local interview.